This is Jay Sekulow from Washington, D.C. The battle for the chaplains continues.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everybody. Welcome to our TV studios that are inside our radio studios right now. We're actually coming to you on the air, both on radio and our television audience has a chance to participate as well. We're encouraged about that, and we're glad you're here. We're talking about an issue that we're very concerned about. We had some good progress on it last year. Now there's been a change in the House and Senate, and that is fighting for our military chaplains, their right to maintain the ability to pray according to the dictates of their conscience, which, by the way, is to pray in Jesus' name. That's really what we're talking about here, because that's the only major censorship group. But it's going to take an executive order from the President of the United States. I'm in the studio with Stuart Roth, the Senior Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, and Jordan Sekulow, our Deputy Director of our Office of Governmental Affairs. Jordan, this is a shift. It's a shift that we had to make, but it's one that it's timely, too. I mean, we've got to address this issue.
Yeah, it's part of it being in Washington, D.C. and playing in the political game. You got to understand when changes of power like this happen in the House and Senate, and we've got a major change in power that has just happened with the House and Senate now both going to Democratic control, and Democratic control that leans far to the left with Nancy Pelosi as the Speaker of the House. Harry Reid is the Majority Leader of the U.S. Senate. Folks, you got to understand strategy here. That's one great thing about the American Center for Law and Justice, is that it's not just about the courts, but we know how to work it here in Washington, D.C. as well in politics. And sometimes you got to go around the Senate and the House because it's just not going to get anything done. It looks like a stalemate's coming up in the House and Senate because of the divide, so we're going to have to go straight to the White House.
But the White House has the authority. And, Stuart, one of the interesting things Jordan was touching on this is our ability at the American Center for Law and Justice. We can do both. We can handle it from a legislative standpoint. We can handle it from a governmental affairs standpoint, litigation if necessary. But we can go directly here. We know this is a change of tactic. Congressman Jones wanted to do it. We've been doing the legal work on this. It's something that has to happen.
Well, last year we took the legislative approach, but that became not feasible after the midterm elections, as Jordan pointed out. And so now we're going directly to the White House. The closest point to get to one point to the other is a straight line, and that's what we're doing, a straight line.
A straight line to get an executive order from the President of the United States. I want to encourage you to join with us, become part of our team on this, join our committee. It's a petition, really, to ask and demand an executive order from the President of the United States to protect our military chaplains. 877-989-2255. Let me give you that number one more time. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're going to take some phone calls. If you want to talk to us on air, our lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who do we have?
Jim's calling from Pennsylvania on line 6. Jim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Great.
I'm still currently serving in the Army. I'm a first lieutenant with the 19th Special Forces.
Yes, sir.
And I just think it's extremely ironic that we fight for the rights and freedoms of everybody in this country, but ours get infringed upon. And it is so important for chaplains to be able to pray in a manner that we feel comfortable, to give us stability, give us comfort, and to give us a base to go from when everything else in our life is going so crazy during wartime. And to have this taken away from us would be a crime in itself.
Well, Jim, I appreciate your service to the country, and I also appreciate your comments. And that's exactly why we're doing this. We know what kind of impact and role these military chaplains have on you all, both when you're in the field of combat, also when you're back domestically at your bases. This is the spiritual support. This is the spiritual comfort. And you're the exact reason why we want to make sure we can protect these military chaplains. I couldn't have said it any better, Jim. We appreciate your call on that.
Well, we're fighting these battles all over the world, Jay, in furtherance of religious pluralism. But in our country, we still have to fight for it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something, folks. It's a fight we've got to have. And when you're listening to Jim's call, I mean, the military chaplains have a huge role. Jordan, we've had these chaplains on the broadcast, and they have a huge role with big impact.
They do. They have a major role, and they both serve our armed forces, and they also serve the different denominations that employ them. So, folks, they are in the line of fire. They are on the battlefields. They are on the front lines in Iraq and Afghanistan and across the globe, which is why it's important, folks, that we get this executive order, we get this information to the president, to the White House, and get your name, 877-989-2255. We need your support, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Yeah, let me encourage you to go to the website, too, because we're going to give you updated information as this moves forward, as well as other information here at the American Center for Law and Justice. So go to ACLJ.org. But do what Jordan said. You go to your phones right now. Let's get this executive order to support our chaplains. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the petition to protect military prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The petition to protect military prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. We think that the right of freedom is, exactly as that song says, a right given by God, and that includes the right of these chaplains to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, we've got a brand new brief at the Supreme Court of the United States. It's this lawsuit involving the Freedom From Religion Foundation. These people file these lawsuits. They're called offended observers. They see something in the marketplace they don't like, and they file a federal lawsuit. Now, in no other area of the law can you do it except in this area of the religion cases. We think the Supreme Court needs to say no to that. That brief filed at the American Center for Law and Justice website, aclj.org. You can get a copy of the brief there. Also, we've got a posting in our trial notebook section on this, so I encourage you to go there to get that information. It ties right in with this whole situation with the military chaplains as well, Stuart, because you look at what's going on with these military chaplains and groups like the Americans United, the ACLU, the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which Jordan's going to let people know in a moment how radical that group is. I mean, it makes the ACLU almost moderate. But that it's all part of this overall view to censor these chaplains.
Well, absolutely. I think Americans in general should be offended by these groups who are trying to prevent chaplains in a place like Iraq and Baghdad from praying with people that have spiritual needs in their own religious language. But you have these groups that basically want to censor chaplains from doing their jobs.
And that's exactly what it is. It is the censorship of individual chaplains so they don't get to do their job. And make no mistake about it, it's the prayer in Jesus' name that's the target here. Again, we need your help on this. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255.
Let's go back to the phones. Ron's calling from Idaho on line 5. Ron, welcome to JSEQ Live.
Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi. I'm in a truck right now, so I just got a couple of comments that I'd make.
Sure.
You know, the foundations of our government say that Congress shall make no law establishing or prohibiting religion. Well, as typical with our government, they've got things inside out and backwards, and now this, what a normal person would think is protection of religion, is now protection from religion. So, and then one other comment, you might comment about that offline, but another thing, when you become a 501c3 tax-exempt corporation, you are basically incorporating with the government. And, you know, a man can serve, cannot serve two
well,
masters.
Churches, but I know where you're going to in this, but churches are automatically tax-exempt under the Internal Revenue Code. It's an automatic exemption. Now, there's no doubt about it that these churches are discriminated against when it comes to political speech from the pulpit. It's the same thing. It's just like the chaplaincy issue. It's the same idea of the government coming in and telling a pastor, you can't talk about this topic, or telling a chaplain, you can't pray according to this particular way. We think in both cases it's wrong. They're part of the same overall problem, though, and that is these radical groups that want to get their voice heard, want to silence the religious voices, the religious and spiritual voices of this country, and particularly the Christian voices of this country. So here's what we need you to do, folks. If you want to protect these chaplains, 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 to protect our military chaplains, asking for an executive order. Now, if you signed a petition back about 6 months ago in 2006, that was to get the legislation through. This is a new approach, so we got to hear from you again. Again, 877-989-2255. Now, we talked about groups like the ACLU a lot, and we talked about Americans United, but this Freedom From Religion Foundation group is probably one of the most radical of the groups. Of course, they don't want military chaplains praying in any names. They don't want military chaplains, period. Not only do they want them censored, these groups don't even want them to exist. And Jordan, they've got a very radical agenda. You pulled up their website.
Yeah, I do. And if you go to their bookstore, I think it's one of the most interesting things, because you look at the bumper stickers that this group sells. This is just the bumper stickers that they sell for a profit on their website. One of the first bumper stickers that may catch your eye is "No Gods, No Masters." That seems like something that should really be a fun place to put on your car. But think about this one. "Nothing fails like prayer." I'm reading this right off their website. This is a bumper sticker they sell. To put that on the back of your car, "Nothing fails like prayer." I encourage you, folks, you should check out this website just to see how ridiculous it is when you compare this to groups even like the ACLU or your Americans United for Separation of
Makes
Church
them
and
look
State.
Like moderate.
Would never go this far. This is directly targeting Christianity. If you look through this entire list, I can't even read some of the shirts and bumper stickers that they sell over the air because of how offensive they are and how graphic they are. But folks, you've got to understand this group just targeting Christianity. They say Freedom From Religion Foundation. It has nothing to do with freedom from Hinduism or freedom from Islam. It's freedom from Christianity. That's all this group wants. They hate Christians. And it's not a word. I mean, it's a strong word, but folks, look at their website and you'll see it. It's FFRF.org. They're based in Madison, Wisconsin, one of the most liberal places in the United States. But again, folks, you got to see what they say. I mean, the Bible, a grim fairy tale, is one of the bumper stickers they sell. Now, could you imagine if they had a bumper sticker that said the Quran, a grim fairy tale? Would that group ever be able to sell that bumper sticker? Absolutely not, and they'd be afraid to put it on their car. We need to make sure, folks, that groups like this don't get away with doing this without being told of what they're doing behind these websites.
Yeah, and these groups, by the way, this is the group, and among others, but this is one of the lead groups, that wants to do away with chaplains altogether. They think there should be no military chaplains, there should be no chaplains in the House or the Senate across the street from here. They, of course, don't like the beginning of the Supreme Court, which starts with "God save the United States and this honorable court." That's how radical the agenda is, and that's the impact that they're trying to have to remove the chaplain's rights to pray as well. They don't want these chaplains praying, but it even goes further than that.
And Jay, they're in federal courts all over the country. They've got a big war chest. They're litigating these cases, and they have to be beaten back case by case.
Let me tell you what we need to do here, folks, and this is what we need you to do. We need to hear from you on this. We need an executive order from the President of the United States, and to do that, I've got to have your help, and Congressman Walter Jones needs your help as well. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again. It's 877-989-2255 for your voice to be heard to get an executive order from the President of the United States to protect our military chaplains. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. All of our lines are jammed. Let's go right back to the phones.
Dennis is calling from Tennessee on line 4. Dennis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello. Appreciate your program.
Thank you.
I was a very senior officer in the United States Navy, had command three times, but I did have command of a warship during Desert Shield, Desert Storm back in the early 90s.
Yes,
sir.
This
is not something new, and unfortunately, because while we were there to try to get Kuwait back for their country and protect Saudi Arabia from an invasion from Iraq, the Saudis came out and said that they did not like chaplains. So our chaplains had to take off all their crosses and everything else that on their uniform that looked like anything like a chaplain, and we had to call them morale and recreation officers. And that really irked me, and so it doesn't surprise me now that our government sometimes leans in that direction, and
yep,
they've done that for many years, and I don't think it's right. But at the same time, when I first came into the service, there was only 5 denominations. Today, there's over 240 separate different Wiccan, you name it, denominations, and that has really caused a lot of challenges in many ways. So it doesn't surprise me where things are trying to go.
Well, Dennis, first of all, we appreciate your service to the country, and you bring out a great point. I do remember. I remember the Saudis saying they didn't want Bibles taken by the chaplains or the military personnel into their country. Now, we're defending their interests and the interests of Kuwait, and they're telling us no religious freedom. But we are sending, Stuart said this earlier, we're sending a mixed message. If we as the United States government then tell our chaplains, okay, you're about to go into this particular situation, you can pray, but don't pray in Jesus' name. But you're right. They would never say, don't pray in Allah. Don't pray into the Wiccan God. They would never say that. I mean, it's just not the way they would do it.
Well, it's interesting. I'm on their website again. I just found something that was so absolutely ridiculous called a Bible warning label. It's actually a sticker they want you to place on Bibles. Now, they don't say place them on Korans. They don't say place them on the Old Testament, but Bibles. Again, this sticker, it's a big yellow and black sticker. It says, warning, literal belief in this book may endanger your health and life. And then it has the Free Thought Today and their P.O. Box number to contact this group. Folks, a Bible warning label. If you look through their website, it's not Freedom From Religion Foundation. They need to change their name. It's Freedom From Christianity. This group doesn't care about Hindus, doesn't care about Islam, doesn't even really talk about Judaism much. It's all about Christians and the dislike of Christians. And the fact, folks, they're selling Bible warning labels. I dare this group to make a sticker that says Quran warning label and to sell that on their website.
Yeah, they never would do it. But Stuart, this points right directly to these are the groups that want these in our particular situation, the chaplain's silence. This is the group that wants, one of the lead groups, that wants these chaplains not only to not speak in the name of Jesus, they don't want them to exist.
Yeah, and Jane, we can't underestimate these groups, although their positions are offensive and we think they're obscene, but they're getting into federal courts all throughout the country, and they're going to keep trying and trying until they purge the acknowledgement of God from American society.
Our number is 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. I want to encourage also our radio audience and our television audience. We are getting ready to, this is a major initiative, folks. We're taking a completely different approach to this. We're talking about the chaplains and their ability to pray and looking at this from a completely different angle. And it's important for you to understand something here. The ability for these chaplains to function and do their job is literally at stake right now. We cannot get the legislation through that we would have liked to have. We did get some of the guidelines rolled back, and that was some good news. But we didn't get everything rolled back. We need to be realistic. And to get the change we need an executive order from the president. Now, what we've got right now, and this is what you need to understand, this is important. We have in place right now, literally as we speak, our lawyers at the American Center for Law and Justice doing all the legal research necessary on this executive order issue. Jordan's in our government affairs office. They're working with the White House to try to get this executive order, but we've got to get the attention of the White House here. To do that, we have to hear from you. It's absolutely critical.
Two ways to do so. You can call our toll-free number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 to join the petition to protect military chaplains and their right to pray, the right to do their job, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. You can sign up on our website. So there are two ways to go about this, folks. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org to sign up online.
We're going to be back with more of your questions in just a moment.
When you choose Regent University's undergraduate program, you're choosing to change your life.
I chose Regent University because
the quality of education that you receive,
the Christian perspective,
and then I saw the level of excellence.
Just the level at which the professors expect you to perform at is such a high level.
The professors are so amazing.
The care of the instructors,
totally dedicated,
and they go out of their way to make sure that they can help you.
They embrace you as though you're one of their children.
Everyone becomes just a big family,
and they want to catapult you into your destiny.
I knew that I was definitely home.
You're not just going to a school, but you're gaining a family that operates with the spirit of excellence.
I rate it from 1 to 10, a solid 10, absolutely.
I definitely feel like I received a top-notch education.
The undergrad program opened up doors for me.
I'll have a bright future because of the education that I received at Regent University.
Every aspect of your education is just amazing and just such a blessing.
Learn more at regentundergrad.com. You can also call toll-free 1-800-374-4504. That's 1-800-374-4504. Regent Undergrad. Enroll today.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem.
The freedom of military chaplains to pray according to their faith is now threatened. It's a troubling development, one that must be met head-on. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is backing an effort spearheaded by North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones to urge President Bush to direct Defense Secretary Gates to issue new regulations to protect the constitutional right of military chaplains to pray according to their faith. That means ensuring chaplains can pray in the name of Jesus. Stand with the ACLJ and sign on today to the Petition to Protect Military Prayer. Send an important message to President Bush. Sign the petition now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. The Petition to Protect Military Prayer. You can also add your name online at ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. You're taking your calls on a variety of topics, but really we're focusing on this military chaplains issue. This is a huge issue, and we need your help. This is a big, big issue for us at the ACLJ, and we're trying to get some help here.
Let's go right to the phones. If you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Remember, folks, noon Eastern time, Monday through Friday, if you want to call the program, it's 1-800-684-3110. Greg's calling from Pennsylvania on line one. Greg, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Greg.
Okay, if chaplains aren't allowed to pray based on faith, then doesn't that make them just merely political officers, and doesn't it make us closer to a communist country?
Well, what it does is it removes the ability of the chaplains to be the faith component of reaching the military men and women that are serving, and that's what the chaplains do. And it is a huge step towards secularism. But there are groups, remember, that want to remove these chaplains from even existing, let alone praying in a particular way. They don't even want them to exist.
Well, I think this is the first step, because when you take away their ability to pray and share their faith, then basically you're taking away a component of their position that makes their position almost something that could be sacrificed.
And when you look at it in that context, folks, that's where you got to understand that the ability of these chaplains to function appropriately and to do their job is really what's at jeopardy here. This idea that they can't pray in a particular way when they're ordained by a particular group makes no sense, but this is exactly what we're having to fight. So again, if you want to help us on this, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Kelly's calling from Michigan on line 4. Kelly, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, this is Kelly. I'm in ex-Navy, and if you don't have chaplains in there, there's going to be more problems with marriages, more problems with everything without having the foundation of the Lord in our Constitution and in the military with what's going on.
Well, no, you're absolutely correct. I mean, these chaplains have a huge role that they play, and it's a role that has significant underpinnings. They meet families in need, crisis situations. They pray for individuals. They visit the sick. They do the funerals. I mean, there's a lot that they do. And you're right. They are the group charged with meeting the spiritual needs of these groups. And that's really what the issue is here, Stuart. The chaplain's role is huge in the military.
Well, it's very important. I think when we heard from our callers over the last few days is that we've gotten a lot of people that have been in the service, and they've testified as to what chaplains have meant in their life and how important they are and how effective they are, especially when we're fighting battles in foreign lands, and to take away their ability to pray is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. You're talking about a fight that we got to have. We got to have a fight and respond appropriately, quickly, and without any hesitation here. Again, if you want to help these military chaplains, 877-989-2255, 877-989-2255, or ACLJ.org.
Brett's calling from New York on line 2. Brett, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi. I want to thank you for taking my call. Thank you guys so much for being the watchdogs and bringing this to our attention. I rarely ever respond to things like this, and my wake-up call is for everyone who is a Christian out there. It's like, when are we finally going to say enough is enough? You know, these other groups are offended. I'm offended. Why do we as Christians have to sit back and just wait and wait while these people creep up on us and constantly strip us of our rights and our privileges? If a chaplain cannot say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, all we are doing is removing the power from religion, and this is ridiculous.
I appreciate your comments, and it even goes a step further than that. You're really violating the whole principle of the free exercise of religion. You know, part of the First Amendment is the free exercise of religion, and the free exercise means you're allowed to pray according to the dictates of your conscience, especially if your job as a chaplain is to meet the spiritual needs of people that you're with. And that's why we have various denominations represented in the military. They should have the right to pray and pray without ceasing and pray without any difficulties. But this is the nature of the problem, and that's why we've got to fight. We've got to fight aggressively. We've got got to be very particular here.
Chris is calling from Arkansas on line 3. Chris, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, first, I consider myself to be a liberal and an atheist, but I have many friends in the military who are Christians, and I think that it's ridiculous that you can take away their right to exercise their way to their prayers and to take that away from them, and I think it's un-American to try and take that away from them.
I appreciate you calling in, and I do, and I appreciate your sentiment. I think there are a lot of people that aren't necessarily Christians or don't have a particular faith commitment that think this is censorship. And this is where it's reasonable people coming to the forefront here that says, look, this is outrageous, this is wrong, this is incorrect. How do we respond? And how you respond is you get a change. But to get a change, folks, it's going to take that executive order from President Bush. There is no other way to do it. We're doing the legal work. We're doing the governmental affairs side of it now. But we've got to get the American people to understand this. So again, 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org to have your voice heard here.
And unfortunately, Chris, and I think your phone call is interesting because you said you just called yourself a liberal. And unfortunately, though, those on the left have not joined with this fight in this issue. Though some of these issues that we talk about, both sides, it's not a partisan issue. It's so important to the American people. It's just the fact of getting legislation done. But the truth of the matter here is that liberal Democrats in the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House held up this legislation because they didn't want chaplains to have the right to do their job. They want to censor chaplains. They're supported by groups like the ACLU and Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and they're going to work for them and work for their causes. And if the ACLU and Americans United says, you know, don't support this language or this legislation, they're going to do that, and that's exactly what happened. This has become a partisan issue, and now with the change in control in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate, we've got to go right to the White House to get something done.
Yeah, this is a complete change of tactic, but part of our ability here at the American Center for Law and Justice is to do exactly that, is to change the tactic and move when you have
absolutely.
To.
Jay, in the last 60 days, we huddled together in Washington on many occasions and basically put together a game plan on how we were going to attack and address this issue, and this is the way we got to do it. Straight to the White House to restore the rights of chaplains to pray in Jesus' name.
That is exactly the reason why we're fighting here so aggressively. Let's try to get one more call before we conclude the program. Jordan, who's next?
Barry's calling from New York on line 5. Barry, welcome to JSecu Live.
Yes, hi, Jay.
Hey.
Appreciate all that you're doing.
Sure.
Hey,
how can we help you?
Sure, I just had just one general comment regarding the chaplains praying in Jesus' name. They're not doing that, you know, just to, stick it to other religions or anything like that. Basically, they're obeying Jesus' command. He said, if you ask anything in my name, that I will do.
Well, it's exactly correct. They're praying according to the faith commitment upon which they're ordained and which they're sponsored in the United States military. So it's not complicated in that regard. You're exactly correct. They're being obedient to their view of Scripture according to the denomination that endorsed them and sponsored them to be an officer in the military, to serve in the chaplain's corps. That in and of itself should be enough for these chaplains to have the right to pray. But that political correctness in this situation is used. We heard from a senior military officer earlier in the broadcast who said, look, they couldn't even take they had to take the insignias off of their uniforms because it was, quote, offensive to governments we were defending. And the military went along with that. Now, you know, military decisions have to be made by military leaders. But here, this is a matter of the free exercise of religion, and that's what we can't forget here.
Well, you know, it's one thing if people disagree with the message, people disagree with the faith. But it's another thing when they try and interfere with your rights to practice your religion under our Constitution. That's what's wrong.
And it is something that we've got to correct. Now, Jordan, you've met with Drew Ryan working in our government affairs office. This is a change of tactic, but this is the change of maneuver, the change of approach is the way we have to go here.
Well, this is what we're going to have to do here. In Washington, D.C., the climate has changed, and it is not as helpful now to the conservative cause because of what happened in the midterm elections. And folks, if you don't understand how important those midterm elections are, you will when Nancy Pelosi becomes a Speaker of the House, which she just become. We're here in Washington, D.C. right now doing this program, and Harry Reid becomes the Majority Leader of the U.S. Senate. You're going to see changes or maybe nothing at all, just deadlock in both the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House. But President Bush is still in the White House. He is sympathetic to this cause. But we've got to get the American people behind this issue, and we've got to make sure that the White House knows that this is a real issue. Remember, lots of things come at the White House and the President every single day. And though they're sympathetic to this issue and want to make sure chaplains have the right to do their job, they've got to make sure that there really is a problem. And you, folks, we need your support in making sure the White House knows the American people want the chaplains to have the ability to do their job. We are in a time of war in multiple countries around the globe, in a time of conflict in the United States of America, and we need your support. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Here's what we're doing, folks. We're asking the White House, the President in particular, to issue an executive executive order. Under the Constitution, we have the right to petition the government for redress of a grievance. That's any branch of government. That includes the executive branch, which is the president. We want an executive order. That is the way to do that. The executive order would go from the president and then directly to the Secretary of Defense, and they'd issue the guidelines and the orders. To get that done, we need to hear from you. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.